How do you ask for a date? What about this?
Ian? Well, how about a date?
Well, really? No thanks, Woody.
Well, suppose he did it this way.
Hi, Ann. What you doing Saturday night?
Well, I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Well, of all the nerve!
Well, is there another way?
Ann, this is Woody. Well, I have a ticket for the High Team Carnival Saturday, and... Well, would you like to go?
Why, yes, Woody. I'll have to talk to my folks about it. But I think I can go. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, shall I pick you up about 8 o'clock?
That's fine, Woody. 8 o'clock Saturday. I think it'll be all right, but I'll let you know for sure. Bye. A day with Woody. Saturday. Come in.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Judy. What are you doing?
Why, aren't you being Chris's little sister? I'm getting ready for my date tonight with Woody.
Oh, he's nice. A date, huh? What'll you do? Go to some fancy place for dinner?
No, silly. We're going to the High Team Carnival. And then he'll bring me home.
Oh, that doesn't sound like much.
We'd have fun at the carnival, you and I, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes.
Well, Woody and I are going to have fun in just that way. I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time. And you don't need to spend a lot of money to do that. You just enjoy whatever you're doing. Whether it's movies or parties or anything. And you leave your boyfriend enough money so he'll ask you again.
My, you'll be out late.
Why, not particularly late. Mom and Dad and I have an agreement about what time to come in. Look, will you, honey, and get my stockings from the bathroom?
Sure.
Mom, do we have any cleaning fluid? There's a spot on my coat.
Goodness, you know we have some. Oh, here, let me.
No, I'll do it.
That's it, son. Look your best. Your first date is mighty important to you.
Yeah. Dad, were you excited the night of your first date?
I sure was.
So was I. I took my date seriously. A date was a major event. Why, the night of my first date, my date had a flat tire and he was an hour late. And he didn't even bother to call me. Well, when he finally came, I had to run upstairs and do my face and my hair all over again. Oh, I was so upset.
That fella had a lot to learn about girls. Your mother lost all interest in him after she met me.
And the moral of that story is that I should be on time tonight, right?
You bet. And the same goes for Ann.
Any girl who can't be ready on time for a date isn't good enough for my boy. Well, what are you doing? Oh, go find a mirror so you can see yourself.
Hi, Woody.
Oh, hi.
Big night, eh?
Yeah. Flowers. Ann won't expect flowers, will she?
Huh? Oh, I hardly think so. I'm taking these to Mary because it's a special occasion. Of course, if you want to take flowers anyway, I guess there's no law against it.
But I don't have to, unless it's a ritzy affair.
That's the general idea. Flowers for a prom or a very special party. Otherwise, you don't need to. Say, I'll have to run.
Me too. See you later.
I'm going, folks.
All right, Ed. Have a nice time.